Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Forever Dog.
Wait, can you write the opening for me?
You want me to just say it?
No, just write it for me. Normally, I say something for... You don't have to write it, just tell me it.
Oh, yeah, so say, Wimmer Thomas.
Okay.
I'll say, hi, I'm Clay. Welcome back to the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. I'm hosting the podcast with Wimmer Thomas, okay. My best friend.
Sometimes I do something mean about you. Can you work that in?
Oh, with Wimmer Thomas, my best friend, who sucks.
Right.
And Rod, who looks like shit.
Can we go a little harder on Rod?
Rod, who looks like shit and also fucking sucks.
Oh, hell yeah. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another American Arts and Culture Review. My name is Clay Tatum, and I'm freaking awesome sauce. I just wrote that right now. Right. And I'm also with Wimmer Thomas. He's so fucking stupid. And we're also here with Rod. Rod is so ugly that it's
a burden to my life.
It's a burden to my life. And welcome to the podcast, gang. What's up, dudes? That was pretty good. I think this is why we make a good writing team.
Yep.
Should I?
What?
I didn't realize I was that ugly.
Well, hopefully not.
Wow, Rod. Oh, my God. What are you...
What, did you get rid of all the mirrors of your house?
An SJW couldn't take a joke. Yeah, that's so surprising.
Yeah, also, SJW probably removed all the mirrors from his
Wait, I don't understand. So, am I not that ugly?
Dude, you know why I call you a super justice warrior? It's because you are one, and you can't take a joke.
I mean, I'm...
Rod, you're so boring. I went from having COVID-19 to COVID-200.
Exactly.
Wait... What does that mean?
Oh my God, he doesn't even...
Feels like years have gone.
Years I'm, gone
I think by. That's where COVID-19 comes from.
Yep, 2019.
Yeah, so I'm...
You're...
So now it's basically COVID-2100.
Anyway, you have a Rod, you have a stand-up comedy show? You have a stand-up special, right?
Yeah, on HBO.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
1 year anniversary. But anyway, Rod, you so boring. Sometimes when you talk, I go from being with Mer to... Wit old.
What?
Whitmer.
Sometimes when you talk, I go from being, I'm so bored. You're
King,
so
just hang in there. He's going to get it. Yeah. I know he's going to
Rod stick is so boring here. That when he talks,
yeah,
and it is so hard to come up with funny stuff to say back that I go from being Wit Thomas to Witless Thomas. Wow. I go from being... No, Rod, talking to you makes me feel so stupid that I go from being Wit Thomas to Dimwit Thomas.
There you go.
That's funny.
I think we landed on something there. How long did that take?
That's funny, and I'm sorry I'm that stupid.
And Clay, guess what?
What's up?
You smell so bad. Sometimes I go from being Wit Thomas to Wit... give me a Kleenex.
Wait, can I talk to you real quick?
What?
Is something up in your life at home?
Why?
You just have such a bad attitude lately. You're so mean. I don't know if there's something in your life at home that's like... Because earlier we were ripping on Rod, and I was like, oh, the old wit's back. And then you turned on me. What's going on?
Between us?
Yeah.
Don't tell Rod.
Okay.
So, you know I love Vans. Skate shoes.
Okay, right.
I ordered my favorite Vans the other day.
Okay.
Blue Chukkas. My dream shoes. We've been talking about since
you've been always talking about the blue Chukkas.
We've been talking about these shoes since we were kids. If I could just get some blue Chukkas.
Yes.
And they come
and I accidentally ordered them a size too small.
Okay.
So I've been wearing, but I don't want Mitra to know, because Mitra will make fun of me.
Yes.
And so will Rod. Yeah. So I've been wearing these tiny little shoes for the last week. And my
Can I say
feet
something?
Hurt. What?
Every time you walk around, I hear this.
Exactly. Yeah. It's because I'm having to squeak around with my little shoes on my feet so that Rod won't make fun of me. Because Rod, we act mean but as a joke, but Rod's actually mean in real life.
We're back together in the same room now. How do you like that?
I like it, other than I'm a little bit scared. Because old Barry,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah.
You're scared?
Yeah.
Of me?
Because you have an anger problem.
Yeah.
That's why your house has that front hole in it you're always walking in and out of.
You talking about the door?
That wasn't a door at first. It's a hole that you punched. And you turned it into the door to try to mask your rage.
Yeah.
But in reality,
I only have the one door, though.
Well, how do you explain that thing in your bedroom
above
your bed?
Say, and do not
that
say.
That other hole.
You know,
that you're always looking out
he's
of.
Telling me that he's
the
been he's been auditioning yeah. for Marriage Story 2.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't believe. And also, just because it's a sequel doesn't mean it's going to have the same scenes.
Well, he said when we were watching it, I heard him say to himself, he said, when they punched the wall, he said, that's got nothing on me.
Yes.
I could punch the wall harder than him.
All right, Rod.
That's all I meant by that. I could punch it harder.
All right, if you're not always punching things, how do you explain that big old hole in your ass?
Exactly.
How'd that get there?
Wait, you talking about my asshole?
What? Yeah, call it whatever. Either way, it's a symbol of your rage.
Yes.
You punch that there when you're mad.
I do remember he got so angry at something. Like I think like he was mad at a waitress for getting his orders wrong. And he pulled down his pants, and he punched a hole in his ass.
And now he says that's his asshole.
Yes.
So, yeah, cool, man. Cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was his first.
Damn, That was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember, Clay, a long time, we were teenagers, we went to Birmingham to visit your big brother?
Yeah.
And there was a whole week where
can I say something? I remember before that trip, you're like, geez, I wish I could just visit your big brother. And I was like, well, I guess we can make a trip out of it if
you
want.
I just love to hang out visit Clay's big brother at his college apartment.
Yeah.
And every restaurant we go to, they wouldn't take your order. Remember that?
Yeah,
every time we'd go eat, they just wouldn't take Clay's order.
Yeah, they're just like, they go, and what would you like? Okay, cool. All right, cool, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there with ready to give him my money.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
That was a funny time period.
Yeah, I remember laughing.
We were laughing. We were having a laugh.
Having a laugh, yeah.
Maybe I think if you're at a restaurant with your older brother, it's just normal that your older brother's going to order for you.
True.
True.
I just remember thinking, wow, college life. You can go to TGI Fridays and Johnny Rockets.
Do they make college fuck movies anymore? Because there was a fucking slew of them when we were
like American Pie kind of movies?
Road Trip, remember that? That's
cool. Yeah, college fuck movies.
Yeah.
Everybody's goal is just to have sex.
Yeah.
I think they don't make that kind of movie anymore. It's like they did it.
What about that new whole movie, Shithouse?
Shithouse is an indie movie. I think it's really good, but it's also like very sweet. And
he fucking that?
It's about communicating. They do have sex.
They have sex. They don't fuck.
I wouldn't really describe it as, although there's some really good jokes, but I wouldn't describe it as like a comedy. College comedy
movie. So it's not a funny movie. You're saying
it's funny.
It's a funny movie. It's a college film?
I think part of that is that they just
and
decided.
And do they fuck in it?
Yeah.
You're explaining Van Wilder to me. I just want you to know.
You're right.
I think the college fuck movies, the reason why they don't make them is because they're not going to let somebody under 30 be in a movie anymore.
That's true. What's this movie called?
Shithouse?
That sounds like, I can't think of a better name for an unrated DVD.
That's true. A shithouse. A DVD that has like a exclamation point, a hashtag in the area of the H and the I and shit.
You only can get it at Blockbuster.
Yeah. Yeah. And a guy like with a faux hawk on the cover.
I remember when I used to go to Blockbuster and I would get all the unrated ones, and I said, if I could I watch these here? You wouldn't want me to, because I would turn this place into a nut buster.
That was such a funny time.
Yep. I remember you saying that every time.
Every time.
And they would go...
How old was I?
23. Well, it was up until you were 23. And they would, every time they would go, sir, you're holding a copy of Thumbsucker.
Hey, go. Hey, listen. He goes to college in this?
I think he applies to college.
There you go. Turn this place into a nut buster. Can I borrow your DVD player?
Yep. Sir, you're holding a copy of Chum Scrubber. Remember that one?
Sir, that's a copy of Rocket Science.
Oh, yeah, man.
An unrated copy?
Yeah.
Damn.
Just buzz me when Year of a Dog comes out.
Year of the... Sir, you're holding a copy of an education.
Wow.
Year of the Dog is really specific.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, gang, if you don't know, that's just the movies that me and Whitwit saw, like, day of it came out during when we first moved to L.A.
Sir, you're holding a copy of Flyboys.
And?
Sir, you're holding a copy... What was that Woody Allen... Not Woody Allen. Andy Warhol movie? Factory Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys would just see any kind of indie movie that came
anything,
out.
Everything.
Oh, if it had...
Remember, we saw that movie starring Steve Buscemi where he's like... It's called The Interview, I think. He's like a he's like a journalist interviewing a celebrity. We saw it at the Landmark, but before the Landmark was built all the way.
Yeah. The hell?
We just would see any movie.
Yeah.
Any, like, indie movie.
Savages, First in Line.
We're going back to that.
Going back to that time period when this is over?
Yeah. I'm going to see any indie movie.
Oh, yeah. I hope the Lamley can survive, but I don't think it'll.
Yeah, nice. I think it will. I think it'll be okay. But yeah, Clay, go into the Bog Measure. Go. You mind if I plug this into the DVD player up there? And they go, I guess so, sir. And she's like, be ready. Turn this Blockbuster into a Nutbuster. They go, sir, you're holding a copy of Hannah Takes the Stairs.
And? You know, last year, I spent the whole year... Me and Whitney was really obsessed with the Joe Swanberg movies.
Yeah.
We saw the whole catalog.
Highlights? What's the highlight?
Art History is probably one of my favorites. I also like... Nights and Weekends I enjoyed. That's an old one. And then I also love... what's that Sky one? The Night Sky or something. Wait. I don't know.
Remember Dance Party
USA?
Has
Jane Addams starring in it. It's one of my favorite ones.
Oh, yeah. Remember the Dance Party USA?
Oh.
It wasn't a Joe Swanberg. But
no, but it's like part of that. Oh, boy.
Yeah. What's the other one we always talk about? With the Quiet City.
Quiet City, yeah. Those were just a... Yeah.
I just was so inspired.
Are
these like mumblecore movies? I don't know a lot of these.
Mumblecore movies, yeah. Oh, I would see them all. You know, Safdie Brothers, I thought were a mumblecore directors.
Yeah, what's wild to think about is they were like 18 when they were making Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah, and then...
Pleasure of Being Robbed.
Yeah.
How do you just know? I guess growing up in New York, you just kind of know...
Yeah, who knows?
People who will motivate you. Right. Whereas we were dumbasses and we moved out to L.A. and then the only people we hung out with were stupid-ass Rod. And all Rod wanted to do was
watch
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
You straight up fucked up.
And wear Pumas.
You should have got better friends.
All Rod cared about doing was wearing one graphic tee and his Pumas and watching Dragon Ball Z.
Spoon again?
Wearing a grayish-colored hoodie and Pumas...
Okay.
Listening to Spoon.
All right. Well, I don't think I listen to that much Spoon. Maybe they might be giants.
What were you listening to when you rolled into Hollywood?
I
can tell you right now.
Probably the Unicorns.
No, I can tell you.
Oh, right, God, the Unicorns.
No, I can tell you right.
Huh.
This man won't stop listening. Or maybe it was just Bobby. But this man won't stop listening to Man-Man. Turn that Man-Man down.
Bobby loved Man-Man.
Bobby loved Man-Man.
Can you guys turn down the girl talk for about 2 seconds?
That's Bobby. Bobby was all about the girl talk, too.
Bobby was also a DJ. This is our roommate, Bobby. What was his DJ name again? It was like Wild Pony or something.
Was it? I don't even remember. He like maybe DJ'd like 3 times.
I remember Bobby having purple pants and going, "This is the craziest person I've ever met in my life." Purple pants. What was this guy thinking?
I remember when going, "Purple pants."
I say, "Purple pants." I say, "Clay, there's a guy at my work. He's got purple pants." Yeah. Clay goes, "Calm down now.
Calm down now.
What color was his pants?" I say, "It was purple."
That was like long hair, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
That was.
Oh, I remember that day. I had my jeans rolled up and I was deshelling a bunch of peanuts.
Yeah, yeah.
He said he was wearing what?
And then you go, "Hey, you mind? Shaving some potatoes over there?"
I'm making my peanut pie.
Your famous peanut potato pie.
Mm-hmm. Make a peanut potato pie.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, mm-hmm. You fucked up. You guys fucked up. You guys should have been.
Yeah.
Making connections with people who are important.
Yeah, that thriving, L.A. mumblecore scene.
No, you tipped into it one time. Remember the. And the one film you're in, and now the guy works at fucking A24. You're making some...
Oh, on holiday?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, I was... they were not in that mumblecore scene too much. I thought they were when I first met them, but they were kind of on
their own
tip.
Well, I know they were, but, you know, they were...
I think they wanted to be.
They're on the fast track to whatever.
It's crazy, like, all the movies that I made when I first moved to L.A., all of the, like, times I was like, "Here it comes." One, and none of them are even available to stream.
Yeah.
There's so, if we ever like break in a real way, there is going to be so much embarrassing shit.
Yeah.
I really hope we get to see the yoga instruction video.
I mean, we can watch that on your Twitch. I have the DVD in my house.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
How do you, I don't know how to get it off DVD.
He has to play it on his computer, and then he'll have to do a Streamlabs, or a...
can you hook a DVD player up to a computer?
Nintendo. Yeah, yeah. I'll give you the capture thing. Or you can just give me the DVD. I can do it.
Yeah.
Anywho, gang.
That would be really fun.
Yeah. Anywho, gang.
Oh, and this Friday we're streaming... all of us are going to try to eat 50 wings.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to be for charity. We got to figure out what charity, though.
I think there's a charity where they feed kids who usually get food from going to school, but since they don't go to school anymore.
Mm.
So there's a, I can look into that. Anywho, gang, we saw a movie, didn't we? I've never seen a movie.
But we're going to make sure, we're going to say to them,
yeah,
we only want these kids eating buffalo wings. Oh, all yeah, this sure. money goes to buffalo wings.
Exactly.
The kids need
little kids.
Oh, here's a good idea too. Don't give them the money. Give them the wings.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We want to see the receipts that you went to Hooters.
Yeah.
Take the kids to Hooters.
Actually, just take them to Hooters.
Take them to COVID. Hooters.
Let them eat inside.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, we all went to the American 5 Cineplex.
Yeah.
Got some popcorn. Where was that? Got some popcorn.
Where was the theater?
Africa.
Oh, yeah.
The American 5 Cineplex in Africa?
Yeah.
Yes.
We went to Africa. Well, because we have a friend who got
we're
a
in
boat.
Africa?
Uh-oh.
What are you thinking here? Go ahead.
Northern.
Yeah, it's a news
agency.
It's
in Congo.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Went to Congo, to the American Five Cineplex in Africa.
Yes.
And
I wish I was watching Congo.
Tell me about it. That's what I kept thinking the whole time I was there. But luckily, they had free copies of the DVD.
Yeah.
For every person who came through.
Yep.
So we go to the Congo. Yes. Take a boat.
Yep.
And a car.
Took it the long way.
Yeah. We're bored. We got nothing to do.
Yeah.
Clay says, I want to see a big classic American romp of a movie because he loves that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So we go, oh yeah, Nomadland. Mm-hmm. Duh. Just came out.
Mm-hmm.
So we go see Chloe Zhao's Nomadland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starring Frances McDormand.
Oh, wow.
And we're having so much fun watching this movie. Natural light.
Oh, yeah.
Natural performances.
Mm-hmm.
About a person who works at Amazon.
It's the whole movie is Magic Hour, which is probably why it took 5 years to make. It had to have taken 5 years. I don't know how long it took, but...
Well, I was thinking about that, too, because all the weather stuff.
It's just like, how many... Magic Hour is like, what, an hour at most?
Mm-hmm.
How many scenes can you film in that hour?
Can you get one in the morning? You do one in the morning, one at night?
You get one in the morning. It's a different... It's like a... What do they call it?
Scoflanto.
Mm-hmm.
Scoflanto, sorry.
It's called Scoflanto.
And so they filmed it during that. It's good.
Yeah, so we're having so much fun. This movie is funny. It is funny.
You were laughing so much.
Well, when she goes into the store, the Amazon...
I remember you doing this. Where's her house? And just laughing.
Laughing. She lives in her van, guys.
Right.
She lives in her van. Her husband has passed away. She works at Amazon. And I'm laughing because I say, Amazon's on a computer.
Can I just say one thing, too?
Huh.
My favorite part of the movie?
What?
Not one bad thing they said about Amazon.
That's true. I thought, I was like, well, no wonder this is on Hulu, or this is in Africa at the America Cineplex 5.
Because they can
it can't be streaming on Amazon, because they're about to roast Amazon.
Yeah, about like this, yeah.
She's working at Amazon for some part of the year, then, you know, Amazon lets people go for the holiday or whatever, then she drives her van around, she goes, hangs out with other people who live in their van and meets them, and they all have interesting stories. And it's all beautifully acted and shot. And then there's a guy who kind of likes her, but she's not really at a place in her grieving to be seeing other people.
You know what I would argue?
Huh?
She hates him.
She hates his fucking guts?
Oh, yeah. That's how I viewed it.
Well, I did, too. I was team him the whole time, going, go out with that guy.
But you say that about every movie.
I'm always team guy. I am.
Wow.
I remember walking into Marriage Story, and you were in a team him guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with him. And I was like, wait, you haven't even seen this movie. Like, I can't believe you love,
I'm going to relate more to the guy.
You're like, you must be a huge Adam Driver fan. You're like, oh, he's in this? I go, yeah, you didn't. You haven't seen the trailer? You go, no, I just know this is about marriage. You want a shirt? And I go, I'm not putting that on.
When's Adam Driver going to be a movie about a car?
Was
role
he
was
one?
Born to play.
Logan Lucky, is that about car?
No.
That has car in
it's
it?
It's about a bank robbery.
Yeah, but isn't there car?
I don't know, there's but either way, Adam Driver was born, the role he was born to play is in a movie about a car.
He should have been Baby Driver.
Exactly, Baby Adam Driver. Hmm. Anyway, so Clay is, he's like shaking back and forth. And I'm like, what's wrong, Clay? And he goes, I didn't know, but we're in Africa. You didn't tell me we're going to Africa.
Okay, this story better go to a good place.
Why? Because it doesn't paint you in a positive light.
Uh-huh.
And sorry, Clay, but after what you did earlier...
Uh-huh.
You pissed me off.
Right.
Cause what? Clay pissed me off.
What'd he do?
What'd I do? Explain to me the wrong thing I did to you.
He made fun of me. Online. Because he said I was a doo-doo head.
Well, that's... Dude, you know that's a nice thing. I always call my friends,
Applehead and Doodlehead.
He said, hey, Doodlehead.
Yeah.
And I said,
the hell?
What? And anyway, so now I'm getting back by being honest about this story.
Okay, go on.
Shaking back and forth, going, you didn't tell me we was going to Africa.
Yeah.
And I say, you were on the boat the whole time? And Rod is like, what are you guys talking about? I say, shut your ass up. And then he goes,
I do. One memory came up, and so after you said that, I do remember Rod on the ground.
Yeah.
Was that ringing a bell?
Well, Rod's.
Yeah. No, I remember that.
Rod's laying on the ground because I knocked his ass off.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So yeah, I got hit.
That's why.
I don't really remember the movie very much.
Right. Yeah. And Clay goes, you didn't tell me about this. And I say, why do you care? And he goes, where am I supposed to get a burger, man?
Exactly.
I say, I don't know. And you go, oh, mad at you is what you said.
Yeah.
What did you do?
That's exactly what Clay would say.
I said, the one thing that I did do is I stood up and I jumped in front of the projector and I said, no movie no more until I get my burger.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then you got even more mad.
Yeah.
Because there's a scene where she asked that guy how he likes the burger.
Yeah.
At the restaurant that she works at. And Clay goes, no!
Yeah.
Clay, how do you like your burger?
I like it cooked well, and what I mean by that is have someone talented make it. but you do remember what happened that time.
I forgot, because I was afraid.
I jumped, and when I saw that burger grill, I jumped into the movie.
Yep.
And I made myself a burger.
That was like Last Action Hero.
A lot of people don't know that Clay has that.
It's more like...
Paprika?
No, it's more like... what's the Woody Allen movie? Jeff Daniels. Purple Rose of Cairo.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah. Scooby-Doo. That's it. When me... And remember when I was cooking the burger, Scoob came up, he goes, Ruh-roh.
He goes, Ruh-roh, that's not a Scooby snack.
Yes, and I fed him the burger. That was my favorite part of the movie. Can I say that?
Well, then he's cheering up now. At this point in the movie... Clay's cheering up because he's actually in the movie, so he gets to be a star, which he loves, and he gets to be in a scene with a burger.
And what's next to what's just jealous?
I'm jealous as a dog because I've always wanted to work with Chloe and Frances McDormand.
Yeah, can you rip me? Pass me the zip.
And so Clay
rips
eating the burger. Now he's in the movie. He's happy as a dog with a shoe on.
Oh yeah.
And now she decides to go hang out with the guy that she likes and his family, and it's really nice. Uh-huh. Or the guy that she doesn't like and his family.
Yeah.
And that's nice. And then she drives around the country, and it's just pleasant. And so, yeah, I mean, I'd give it a 10 out of 10. I mean, we eventually after that, we drove back to Africa.
Yeah. We took the boat.
Well, we drove onto a boat.
And you know what we learned?
Huh.
You can drive underwater, but need the windows rolled up.
Yep. Which we learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
We blew it with a couple of cars before we figured out you gotta roll the windows up.
Oh, yeah.
So, we drove back to America from Africa. Right when we landed, right when we drove up onto the shore, Clay got a burger.
Mm-hmm.
And where'd you get the burger? What was the store called?
Burger Queen,
which is basically leftist loons on the West Coast and the East Coast.
Yes, exactly.
What's next, Burger Queen?
Yeah. For people that live in the middle of America, you might have a thing called Burger King. We're coastal elitists, and we have Burger Queen.
Yeah, if you're in Australia, it's called Hungry Jack.
West Coast Jack is hungry.
Yeah, well, you get enough Democrats in office in Australia, it's going to be called Hungry Jane.
Go off.
Get him.
There's a lot of yelling in your neighborhood. What's going on here?
Highland Park is fun. I'm jealous?
Yeah, a little.
I'm sure there's a lot of yelling in Echo Park. You're just inside all the time.
Clay lives in Silver Lake, and the only thing people are yelling about is, hey, where's my sweater from APC?
Got him, dude. Slay.
Where's Highland Park? They're like, where's my casualty CD?
Yeah.
There's a new coffee shop in Silver Lake called Coffee Memes.
You know about this? What did I say, Rod? Tell them what I said. What did I respond with?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember, Clay.
I responded with, I can has coffee? Question mark. The text chain lit up.
Yeah.
What text chain?
I texted Whitney and Clay because they live
it's
in
a
Silver
neighborhood
Lake
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And I work in Silver Lake, so I.
I'm just gathering.
It also used to be.
You have more of a relationship with Clay and Bud than you do with your old pal Whit. And I knew you before Clay did, so.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to start including you on the chains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that you wouldn't want to do my Twitch stream. I don't know.
Well, maybe worth asking every now and again.
There you go.
Because I have some funny insight stuff.
For people that listen to that. People don't listen to only audio, Whit has a gun pointed at Rod.
Yeah.
So. I will invite you
but
to the
But do you
next
remember
one.
The funny stuff I said earlier? All that Africa
remind
stuff?
Him that stuff, yeah.
The stuff, the true stuff that happened to us? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Whit was funny on the trip, so yeah, remember all those things.
I know, Whit is very funny, and I just think that Whit is busy. So
I mean, a lot of times the reason I don't end up with the funny stuff to do on these stories.
Right.
True stories. It's because I'm the one telling the story.
Right.
I'm the observer. Whereas you and Clay,
right.
Mostly you, they're in their mind, they're just like, well, the world's about me, so this whole world's about me, so.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm the star of the story.
What do you think about Nomadland at the end of the day?
10 out of 10.
Done 10 out of 10.
Yeah, what about you?
Wow, that good? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it a perfect 10 out of 10.
Wow.
I love her being cozy in her van and just... snuggling up in there and having a good sleep.
I might go a little tougher on this movie because I hold, you know, everyone involved to such a high standard. So
right. Okay, what's up?
Are you ready for my review?
Yeah, here we go. Last dip.
Go ahead, get the dip, man. Hi, everyone. My name. What's this? What the?
No, Nomadland.
No. What year was this?
I think 2019.
When was COVID?
2019 and 2020 and 2021.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Clay Tan. This is my review of Nomadland. It was a movie shot in the year 2018, the year of the COVID-19 pandemic that we are living in currently. And so there must have been a really hard film to film with those restrictions. And here's my thoughts on the movie. They might be a little... I'm going to be harsh on this film because I love everyone involved and I hold them to a high standard.
Well, and you're in it.
And I'm in it. Me and Scoob. And and also, I'm going to tell you my rating of the movie, okay? So, Nomadland. Nomadland? What is that? A land where Rod's not around me?
Because you're not mad?
Yeah. And for that and everything else I said, I give this movie a perfect 10 out of 10. I've never seen a movie this good.
And how was the burger?
the one me and Scoob split?
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
There's nothing better than splitting a burger with Scoob.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Especially a really tall burger that he all manages to put in his mouth
he can
all
kinda,
at one time.
He kind of unhinges jaw, eat that whole burger.
Yeah.
He loves showing off that tall sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, a tall sandwich. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
What's the tallest sandwich you've ever eaten?
I mean, I've eaten some shit where I can't wrap my mouth around it.
Yeah, you ever go to a deli-type place, and you're like, all right, I'll get a BLT club or whatever, a club sandwich.
BLT club? I'd love to be a part of that club.
You're talking about a turkey club.
I'm talking about a turkey club, actually. And for some reason, they always give it to you in 4 slices. Like, it's a slice of fucking pizza. And each slice has a toothpick in it. And it's like a fucking, like, a foot high. What's going on here?
Turkey club is my favorite sandwich.
Must have a small mouth.
Have a tiny mouth.
Well, you got that middle piece of bread in there. Makes it taller.
Why? Why is it so big? And why do you need to be cutting this in 3 corners? Like, you don't even have to cut it in half. Just give it to me as a sandwich. You don't need to put a toothpick in it.
Why? Clay likes to go against tradition.
Yes.
I like it cut in half.
I'm not much of a sandwich man myself, but then when I eat the sandwich, I really enjoy it.
I had a sandwich today that would shut your ass up.
From where?
Mario's Deli in Glendale. It's one of those take a numbers type places.
Yeah.
And then there's they rag on you. They make fun of you while you order.
Well, I don't want that.
They push you down. Push it on the ground.
And
I would hate that.
They spit on you a little bit.
It's kind of like a New York type place. Hey, I'm from New York.
I've actually never been there.
Yeah. Mario's Deli on Broadway. It's on Broadway. You can't get more New York than that. And so I ordered a big fat hot sandwich from there.
What kind of sandwich?
You won't believe this.
Yeah.
It's a sub sandwich.
Oh.
A sub sandwich.
Oh.
With a piece of bread in the middle of the sandwich. You know how, like, in the club sandwiches, they put a piece of bread in that?
Oh.
I've never seen that on a hoagie before.
I like that.
It had pastrami, had five other meats, I think. I don't know. I got lost in the... And an avocado on it, randomly. California.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So yeah. What are you going to have for dinner?
Whitney made a spinach pasta.
Sounds good.
So we've been she likes to make a big dish, right? And then we spend like 2 or 3 days finishing that. So it's a spanakopita type pasta.
Are you guys more of a eat a bunch of food at lunch or dinner people?
Dinner. Whitney's been loving this New York Times cooking app. She's been cooking stuff on that every day.
I kind of like a big lunch. Just get it out of the way. Like when I could go get like a... Get like a Chipotle for lunch, and then I just don't have to think about eating the rest of the day. That's
okay. I'm a big dinner guy, but honestly, if I had my way, I would be a big.
Wait, earlier today, you showed me a piece of meat that you've been eating.
Yeah, yeah.
That's seriously the size of a damn football. What's going on here?
So if I make cheeseburgers, I'll do 2 big cheeseburgers instead of 4 normal sized ones.
Mm-hmm. I would even argue the 4 is not even. That's pretty big. Are these pre-made patties?
No.
You're just getting the fucking big tray of ground beef, like that red tray?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's getting the biggest one.
And you just cut it in half.
You think normally 4 is made out of that? I guess that's kind
of... Yeah, 4
out of a pound? Yeah, yeah.
4 is exactly what you're supposed to make.
Yeah, I guess quarter pounder makes sense, but still. Yeah, that's a lot of meat.
And I just do 2 and...
You should get on the smash burger thing.
What's that?
Where you take a burger, you smash it down, and so, like, you get these lacy edges. Lacy ages.
Like they do at Burgers Never Say Die?
Yes. Lacy ages. It's called a smash burger, my man.
Yeah, it's a style of burger.
It's a style of burger. You basically fry the sucker. You don't really, but you just get it so hot that...
Whatever, I'll do whatever. You know, I love burgers, man. I'll eat burgers left and right, man.
You been going to New York lately?
Yeah, man.
I got a deli you're gonna love.
Oh, man, take me to the deli. Is it better than Mario's on 54th and 3rd?
Well, it's Mario's on Broadway.
Oh, Mario's on Broadway? Is it better than Giamella's on 42 and 9?
Giamella's is on Los
Feliz. I like this guy a lot.
Is it better than Monte 52's on 402?
Uh-oh, I think he's...
402?
402.
I think he's been up for too long. You need to rest or something?
All right, you're telling me the sandwich place is better than... Bobby Tuno's on 43 and 2. That's right by the other one.
Oh no, he has a bump on his head.
It's better than Rockies on Marth and 3.
Did you fall in a mosh pit at CBGB's?
Not there was nothing better than going to a CBGB's concert back in the day. You could see anybody from television to the Talking Heads. All in one weekend.
That's Thurston Moore.
I remember the first time I saw television play the opening track from Marquee Moon, thinking to myself, this is the band that will change the world. Wow. And it changed the landscape of independent rock and roll.
You ever been to a party with one of these guys?
There's nothing better than placing a vinyl record onto the groove and just listening to Marquee Moon late at night while sipping on an espresso.
There you go.
Damn, dude.
The ashen remnants of your cigarette on the record cover of Talking Heads, self-titled. I don't know.
Wow, that guy rips.
Yeah, this guy is cool.
Yeah. Remember, I feel like we used to watch those documentaries.
Oh yeah, we watched like 50 of them in the year 2009.
Remember the old like 80s California hardcore documentaries?
They're all just like...
Why did everyone sound like a fucking caveman?
They're all just like, oh no, there's just something about getting a moth pin thrashing around that nice dog. And they all have like Nazi tattoos, like swastika tattoos on their forehead. They're like, "Are you a Nazi?"
No, no, I just did it because it made my dad and mom mad.
They definitely, yeah. I remember in the interview, they would definitely go doo doo doo.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Let's bring Dirtador back.
I don't think you should.
Why not? Explain to me a different reason.
I just think that's not. I just think it's kind of not a thing that you want to be doing.
Okay.
Well, Rod, I mean, you said you also said that about my pedophile skater tweet.
And look where he is now.
You said don't tweet it, and now I mean, about 20 retweets deep.
Now that's what you're known
who's,
for.
Who's
you were right
feeling like Boo Boo the Fool now? Rod?
It's me. It's me.
Rod said, "Wit, don't do that. That's gonna."
Yeah. I just think it was a very.
What?
I just maybe I don't really like to.
You live in fear, and I don't.
Yeah, I do live in fear.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. Rod lives in fear, and his fear turns to anger, and then he's mean to his friends.
Yeah.
Anger leads to the dark side.
Yeah. It's always darkest before the dawn.
That's true.
Yep.
We already reviewed the whole movie.
Huh?
We already reviewed the whole movie.
Yeah, we did. We did the whole thing.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Clay? How long did we go?
We're at 38 minutes.
We're at 38 minutes?
And I'm just trying to think, is there any new movies coming out? You know, we tried to do a drive-in in Santa Monica to see Minari. That sucker sold out.
Is that not out yet?
It's out yet, but you know, it's nice to go to a little...
Yeah. I saw Paprika.
You said what to me? Why did you think
Paprika
that's okay to say?
Paprika is an animated movie that is really cool, but...
Oh, I thought you said you saw it on Paprika. Yeah, I've seen Paprika.
But it inspired...
It's from Inception?
It inspired Inception. And I was looking for, like, quotes about it, but I couldn't find any.
Did you search YouTube? They have nothing but Paprika videos. I've seen.
Well, no. I'm saying from Christopher Nolan.
Oh, he's not the type of guy that really just likes to talk about that or owns up to that.
But then I watched Inception afterwards.
Yeah. You know, I saw that in a drive-in.
Recently.
Last year, yeah.
In thoughts?
Yeah. I'm just not a... I don't think I'm a Christopher Nolan guy outside of Dark Knight.
Did you see Tenet?
I saw Tenet, yes.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, the thing that's so cool about Paprika is, like, there's no expository character.
Right.
Or a character that just, like, gives exposition. Mm-hmm. So you kind of don't really know what's going on for the first half of the movie. You're just kind of, like, assuming what's going on. And then you learn, like... You're right. It's basically like, oh, cool. I think it's kind of a better movie to watch after seeing Inception. Like, you kind of immediately understand what's going on.
Yeah, the Christopher Nolan gives you too much information. Like, Tenet, he gives you none of your.
Yeah, it's weird because in Inception, he gives you so much exposition about all these made up rules and shit.
Right.
And then
it's a little bit like homework, I feel like.
Tenet is confusing, but I'm a sucker for all that kind of shit. But, like, I love
to... It's shot so well. That opening scene in Tenet, you kidding me? I love the way that's shot.
Yeah.
Those little dollies in the beginning in the little lobby area. You love to see it, folks, but at the end, there's, like, a twist or something. And it's just, like, most of the twists that happened flew right over my head.
Oh, yeah, you leave that one feeling like Boo Boo the Fool. You go, I got to listen to some podcasts, watch some YouTube videos about what I just watched.
You know what I've been doing lately?
Huh.
Speech to text on my phone to read articles. I feel so fucking stupid.
Wait. Huh? You can click on an article and it'll just say it out loud?
So there's like in the accessibilities in your settings, there's like for people who are like have impaired eyes or whatever. They can't really read text on their phone. There's a thing where you can highlight all the text and then turn on the speech thing.
Oh.
I've been doing that to read articles.
And?
It's making me feel like dumb as dirt.
Why?
I just, Clay, read for a fucking second. Like, sit down and read. Boo-boo the fool.
It's hard to read. It's just some shit is harder to read than other shit.
While I'm reading it, I go, wouldn't it be fun if I was doing something else? Let me think about something
right,
else.
That's what I do. I start thinking about, like, oh, I could work on that or do that. And me and Mitra, when we'll go, like, on vacation or something, we'll be reading a book. Mitra finishes. Mitra will finish a whole book in a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like chapter two.
You know what she's thinking in her head?
Huh.
This is riveting fun.
Yeah. She's just thinking about what's happening inside that book. Meanwhile, I'm thinking about, well, I wish I could do a backside 360.
You know what I'm thinking?
Huh.
Why is reading getting me like physically tired?
Oh yeah, because you're tired. You can't be reading in bed, you fall right asleep.
That's kind of nice though.
That is nice, but I've had a graphic novel next to me for, I had to recheck it out at the library. And I just can't finish the thing. It's a graphic novel. I used to finish those in a day.
Because your brain has gone Boo Boo the Fool.
Yeah.
Mush with YouTube.
Yes.
Watching too many guys stand the night in a Home Depot videos.
I haven't cracked a book.
That makes me want to crack open my phone.
What did you say, Rod?
I haven't cracked a book open probably since the start of COVID.
The thing about reading,
I can read tweets all day. At a fast rate. But once I know I'm reading something that is like more informative and it takes longer to finish, my body just goes, oh my God, we need to sleep.
Well, the books are so heavy.
Jeez, so heavy, yes.
Sick.
Like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it gets tired. Get tired reading those books.
All right, so we're doing the 50 wings on Friday?
50 wings on Friday. Tune in. I really think I can eat 50 wings. And if I can't,
how can we just go on the buddy system with these, like, checking the bones, like?
You guys, I don't lie.
I don't lie either, but sometimes, you know.
I mean, I'm sure Mitra will be around and she can verify.
Yeah, Whitney will verify. She's not in.
I don't think there's any reason to lie about it, is there?
No, but are we allowed to do boneless? Boneless is more chicken, so probably stick with just normal
wings. What if I did, what are those things called? The like the morning star.
Napkins? Are you thinking of napkins?
Yeah.
Well, you could do cauliflower.
Is he thinking of napkins?
Cauliflower wings.
Yeah. Sage has really a cheap cauliflower. A lot of them too.
Cheap? Is that the first word?
Sage is.
Of?
I would say is cheap. Mohawk Bend is expensive.
Mohawk Bend is expensive.
And sage you get like 16 of them. And Mohawk Bend, I think you get
a lot of cauliflower wings. I think that's going to be.
Your stomach is going to be confused out of its fucking mind.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be interesting. I do have to work the next day.
Cauliflower, does that make you fart a lot?
Every day make me fart.
I'm worried that that's going to, any of this food is going to fuck up my stomach.
Well, Rod, you can't live in fear. Because your fear turns to anger and you always take it out on me.
Yep. That's true.
Yep. Or the wall.
Yeah. Can I do a side note?
Hmm?
Y'all want to go snowboarding?
Yeah,
that would be fun.
You want to go snowboarding, Ron?
Yeah, one day.
Roz,
I'm gonna go. I want to go sometime next week or this week.
Really?
All right, let's ride. Let's ride.
I do it every year, and I love it so much.
You going up to Heavenly?
Nope. Snow Alley. And Lake.
Wow, could that name be any more typical?
Hey, easy now.
Come on with a better name, bitch.
Oh my God!
Not you.
It might not be called that. I think Snow Valley is another name of another place. It's Snow something, Snowland. I don't fucking know. Maybe even more generic. Anywho, gang, I'm gonna go snowboarding. If
Snow Mountain.
Text me. All right. But that's the podcast. We gave. Would we? All right. Here's a new thing. What should I do?
We have a new thing now.
Yeah, we have a new thing. Stream it or beam it? Beam it straight to the trash.
Yeah.
Nomadland?
Stream it.
Stream it.
Stream it.
All right. Bye, gang.